Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio.
So I'm currently at a pastor's conference in Greensboro, North Carolina. Me and some other pastors from my staff are here, along with what feels like 43 million other church leaders. And I'm in this city for 3 days. So something I like to do when I'm going out into other cities is to actually bring copies of my books and stickers and stuff like that, and basically just hide them throughout the city, put it on social media, say, here's where the book is, you can go get it, and it's yours if you find it. I've done it at several cities throughout my state and some other states as well, and I really like doing it. It's just fun. It's a cool chance that if people actually read my books and I'm showing up in their area, it's a cool opportunity to kind of interact with them. But also, sometimes people that I don't even know find them, and you know, it's a cool experience that way. And so one of the pastors that I know was with me last night when I was hiding one and posting it and stuff like that. And he's like, what if somebody that you don't know finds it? How do you know that you're actually doing something worthwhile with this? And the reality is, I have no idea who's going to find these things. Sometimes people find them instantly. Sometimes, you know, I never know if they're found. But that shouldn't stop me from actually trying to put it out there. And, you know, it reminded me of this parable that Jesus tells in Matthew 13. He tells this parable about what it's like to throw out seeds and the different soil that it lands on and the different effects the soil and weeds and stuff have. It's a long parable and there's a long explanation. But in Matthew 13, he really just goes into this. And in the end of the verse 23, Matthew 13, 23, he's summing it up as he's explaining it to the disciples, and he says, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And the reality is, if we wait around to only sow seed where we're guaranteed to see good fruit come from it, we'll never sow seed, because that's not how seed works. Me hiding some books in a city isn't gonna like save the world, but it's a seed. Having a conversation that might be awkward is a seed. The reality is, God wants us to be faithful to throw seeds and let Him do the harvest.
Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.